Welcome to Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. I want to talk about how to fall in love with your work if you're not already in love with your work. And, you know, when you're going to invest 40 hours a week into what it is that you're doing, it's important that you find a way, unless it's coming easy. But I think for a lot of people, especially during the pandemic, they may be struggling to love their work. And so I just want to talk about that. Four ways to love your work more. And so number one, this is applicable to anyone and everyone, whether you already love your job or you want to love it more. All right. Number one is to be in a place of gratitude. Start your day with gratitude. Start your day just speaking aloud. I am grateful for this position. I am grateful for this job. I am grateful for a means to serve and a means to support myself and my family, whatever your individual situation is. But starting off with gratitude and thinking about the aspects of your work that you're grateful for. A lot of times we can turn to what we don't like about our workplace or about our position or about our coworkers or whatever. And so it's really important that we turn our focus to what is working. Not that we ignore what's not working, have to address that if there's something really pressing that is keeping you, hindering you from doing your work in the most optimal way. Of course, you have to address it. So it's not saying we ignore, but we start our day focusing on what is working, what is right. You know, here are the coworkers or the things about my work that really make this a special thing. You know, take a look at the mission of your organization again, the vision. What are you supporting overall? A lot of times we get lost in our position and we forget to take a look at the big picture. So start off the day with gratitude, and a focus on what is working well instead of what is not. Number two, which leads to, it's a good segue, communicate your concerns. If you have concerns about the essence of your work or how you are performing your work or the resources available, the deadlines, whatever it is, if there are aspects of your work that you have concern or that you feel are hindering you from performing at your best, communicate those concerns. But here is the important aspect of step number two, is that you want to communicate those concerns to someone who can help remedy the issue. So communicating your concerns or things that you're having an issue with, challenges that you're facing with people who cannot help. You wanna hesitate. You wanna halt on that. Okay? Do not do that, because what that can turn into is, number one, dumping on your friend, your family member, your coworker. And it's just not a healthy thing, any way that you cut it. It happens. We do it. I've done it. You say, hey, you start venting about, oh my gosh, this, oh my gosh, that, you know, and really it doesn't do anything healthy for anyone. It doesn't do anything healthy for you. It doesn't do anything healthy for your coworkers. You know, they're probably sitting behind their computers, or if it's in person waiting for you to walk away, like, oh my God, you know, you ever talk to those coworkers or colleagues and they use you as a dumping ground so much to the point where you hate to see them coming. You hate to see them, you know, sending the message. You hate to see their email arrive in your box. So number two, communicate your concerns, your challenges to your manager, to someone, to your human resources, someone that can actually address it and help you to resolve it. It's okay to vent a little bit, but you want to walk the line with that. You don't want to utilize your coworkers and colleagues as a dumping ground. Number three, avoid gossip. Oh boy, avoid gossip in the workplace. Let me tell you, there's just no good thing that will come from it. Again, it's one thing to be discussing an issue or a problem with a particular person for the sake of resolve. It's another thing to just be gossiping and saying, guess what? So-and-so did this, so-and-so did that, so-and-so said this, I overheard this, I saw that. And there's really no purpose behind the exchange. So avoid gossip. Again, it is toxic. It does nothing for morale for you or for anyone that you work with or for. And number four, take your breaks. Take your breaks. Four ways to love your work more. Number four, take your breaks. People skip their breaks. Especially, you know, they tend to do it when they're working from home. Early stats from the pandemic said that people are actually putting in longer days because they were working at home. Maybe because you had to take 10 minutes or 5 minutes to get the dog, you know, take the dog out, or, you know, help get the kids rebooted to their Zoom classroom or whatever. More and more career professionals are staying online longer and not taking their adequate breaks, not logging off when they're supposed to log off, not leaving when they're supposed to leave if you're still in the office. So take your breaks. If you're graced to work in a position where they give you a 10-minute, 5-minute, 15-minute break, and maybe a 30-minute or 60-minute meal break, take those breaks. Step away from your work. Breathe a little bit. Again, it's sometimes more challenging to do if you are working from home, but do something. Listen to some music. Watch a little bit of your favorite TV show. Listen to a podcast. You know, surf the internet. Look at some funny videos on YouTube, whatever. But take your breaks. Give yourself that moment to clear your mind and step away from your work, because it's actually going to help you come back to your work with a fresh and excited disposition, ready to take on what's next. So let's review four ways to love your work more. Number one, gratitude, focusing on what you have, what is working instead of what is not. Number two, communicate your concerns to persons who can help you resolve and address those concerns. Number three, avoid gossip. It's toxic. It's toxic and it does no good to anyone. Number four, take your breaks. Take your breaks and use those as a time to replenish your mind, your spirit, and your body so that you can come back to your work invigorated and ready to go. You have been tuned into Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. Until next time, remember this, kind souls, your best is yet to come.